Exercise 4. They were wonderfully happy. The stolen meetings and secret, tearful love letters were now things of the past. To God and man, they were one. They could walk arm in arm in broad daylight and drive in the same carriage. And they would walk and drive so till the end of their days. Their distant paradise had descended to earth and had proved, surprisingly, to be filled with the things of everyday life, with jokes and teasing acts or remarks, with breakfasts and suppers, with dogs, haymaking, and sheep. Sigismund, the young husband, had promised himself that from now there would be no stone in his bride's path, nor should any shadow fall across it. Lovisa, the wife, felt that now, every day and for the first time in her young life, she moved and breathed in perfect freedom because she could never have any secret from her husband.